This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport. What is it for? Absolutely. Now listen to me.
We're here, and we're live, and this is a story. The story keeps getting crazier, as you no doubt understand. Just listening to Alex there. I remember back in 1987, I said, the medical cartel is the most dangerous cartel in the world because they fly no political banner. They say, we're healers. That's it. We're neutral. We just want to help. And then they tell their story very convincingly, and they have tremendous access, of course, through media, which they've cultivated. I'll talk about that in a minute. And people sign on. They salute. They bow down. They kneel. They enlist. They go for that story. But then what happens eventually is what we're seeing now. The medical cartel says, well, now you must do this because of this threat. And it's never worked before, but now, thanks to the Chinese regime and Bill Gates and other players, it is working in terms of the lockdowns, which is, I will say for the 100th time, the whole point of the exercise and the destruction. The lockdowns, the shutdowns, the closing of businesses, the closing of schools, the ending of businesses and incomes and jobs, the engine of the country and the world comes to a stop in many respects. That's the operation. How do you sell it? Well, you sell it medically. That's how you sell it. You think you're going to sell it by saying Karl Marx out loud or Lenin out loud or Hitler out loud or Mao out loud or Mussolini out loud? Of course not. You're going to sell it through we're here to do good. We are the coronavirus task force, which, by the way, how did that whole thing start? I've still not been able to find out. I see stories about it. One story, in fact, says the State Department was actually the founder, if you can believe that, irrelevance. How many people of Hillary were still there when that happened, if that happened? Another story goes that once the coronavirus task force of the White House had been established, get this, Republican senators actually came to Trump and they said, we think the face of this task force should be Tony Fauci. Republican senators. Why? Well, Tony's a good guy and he's got a lot of respect in the medical community. He's been at NIH for God knows 50 years now, whatever it is. He's your guy. And so it came to pass. Does anybody bother to look at the background of this guy to see who he's connected to, like Bill Gates, for example? Apparently not. Apparently it's just, okay, Fauci's the guy. Fauci's the man. And so now we have this situation. Behavior control, social credit score, must wear a mask, must have social distancing. Even if this were a real epidemic, which it's not, it's totally fake right from the beginning, those measures would do nothing to stop it. And yet, you've got billions of people saluting the medical cartel. That's how powerful this cartel is. Back after the break, a whole lot more.
Affordable Food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Girl, you caught me and I hurt real bad. I cried myself to sleep.
So let's talk now about the Florida hustle. As you know, and it's been posted at InfoWars and other places now, 22 labs in Florida reported on coronavirus testing 100% positive for COVID, which is, of course, completely insane, impossible, doesn't work, etc., etc. This is how much they need to fake the numbers. This is how desperate they are to fake the case numbers, the death numbers, the whole thing, which tells you that what they're basically selling is a story. Because if this really were some kind of virus unlike anything we've ever seen that just cuts people down left and right all over the world and spreads beyond the possibility of any rational containment, they wouldn't be needing to do this. It would be completely irrelevant and absurd because the facts would be clear. You would be seeing in your town or your city, wherever you live, dead bodies everywhere. It wouldn't be, oh, we have to go into the hospital. No, you'd just be seeing people crumpling and falling and dying everywhere. Which is not the case, not even close. So they have to inflate and invent and concoct and manufacture out of thin air these crazy case numbers so that they can sell the story about a virus. That's what's actually going on. But at the same time, I have to tell you on a much more sinister level, what's happening in Florida is what intelligence agencies would call a limited hangout. And that's where you admit to a mistake or even a crime in order to cover the much larger crime. Because then everybody's satisfied. You see, you look at what happened in Florida, these idiots. How could they possibly, some kind of a computer glitch, we don't know what it was, and the programming went crazy. You're seeing on the screen other labs are doing the same thing, not just in Florida, concocting numbers. But it gives the public an opportunity to say, these people are incompetent, and it's terrible, and we have to fix the problem. And then the CDC waltzes in and says, yes, indeed, and we're investigating and we're going to fix this problem because we as the CDC must get the numbers right. Otherwise, we can't give good advice to Tony Fauci and the crew as to what to do. And then the public sits back and they say, okay, I'm glad that that's out of the way. I mean, yeah, there's incompetent people everywhere and they're crazy, but, you know, all in all, this is okay. This is correct. No, it isn't. The whole thing's a lie, you see. But you always need a limited hangout. because the rubes and the yokels fall for the limited hangout, which is the partial confession of a partial mistake or a crime in order to hide the much bigger crime, which is this is not about a virus at all, never was since the beginning, okay? It's all faked. It's a story they're selling. The tests make no sense whatsoever because they're testing for something that isn't there to begin with, but it can read as if something is there. So all the numbers are meaningless. Now we're getting to the heart of the crime from a medical level. So once in a while, there will be a scandal. It'll be exposed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then everybody will say, okay, well, there are idiots everywhere. And now, thank goodness, this is all dealt with and handled. No, it isn't. Not whatsoever. Not whatsoever. Not in the slightest. I've gone over the story maybe 100 times of what happened in 2009 with the swine flu pandemic, in heavy quotes, because I've been at this for 30 years now, investigating fake epidemics. And in 2009, the CDC itself was saying that there were thousands of cases, and eventually they said millions of cases of swine flu in America, when the truth was that almost all of the test samples from patients were coming back from labs with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. Now you begin to see the actual scope of the crime. And so Cheryl Atkinson, who was the star investigative reporter at CBS at the time, uncovered that whole story. I interviewed her subsequently, and she laid it out to me, how she actually exposed this, wrote an article. It was posted on the CBS news site, and then the whole thing was shut down. Would not go any further. And no other major media outlets in the world, not just in the country, but the world, picked up on her story and ran with it. And you're seeing that headline on the screen, which is the original article that she wrote for CBS in 2009. 3 weeks after that article, the CDC came out, decided to tell a much bigger lie, and said they estimated that at peak, swine flu infections in the United States were 22 million. You know, what happened in the Florida hustle that I just described is nothing compared to that. Now we're talking about a sensational crime. Because essentially the whole swine flu epidemic was a hoax. And yet people took and were injured very seriously by the swine flu vaccine, which Tony Fauci, by the way, at the time said was going to be very safe and effective. He's the guy heading up the coronavirus task force. And as you can see now, the medical cartel and the political left are desperate to shore up his reputation. There are now massive tweets going on about we stand by Fauci. The American Medical Association has come out in support of Fauci. I've been writing articles nonstop about Fauci and Trump and how this was a marriage made in hell. And it is. It was, and it is, and it will be as long as it lasts. And we're going to need to get into Trump, which I'm going to do the next day, because it's not enough to say, as some people do, well, what looks like every weak move that Trump is making is actually a deception. It's really a strong move. And we are all going to see it play out eventually when he does a complete turnabout and, you know, the world is saved. Okay, there's a lot of people who seem to believe that. You see, eventually you can't keep saying off the top of your head that every weak move that a president is making is actually a strong move. It just doesn't work. You have to face what that president is doing head on. And you have to say, whether you support him basically or you don't support him, that something different has to happen. Because as the show is playing out now, it's incredible amounts of economic and human devastation that are occurring that are not being covered by the press, not being highlighted by the press. And because of that, there is still this kind of fairy tale at work in the society that, yes, you know, there's some shutdowns and we're trying to reopen the economy now and it's going to get better. And that's not the true story at all.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Let's look at the education system.
Life I love is making music with my friends.
All over the country, governors are deciding how they're going to cook this particular chicken as schools are supposed to reopen. Now, as we all know, the public education system was already in a shambles, so it's not like we're talking about saving paradise here. But in a state like North Carolina, for example, they've got a system which nobody can understand. There's a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And the governor's saying, well, we might choose part of plan A and some of C, or if that doesn't work as we go, we might do B. And what they're basically talking about is how to maintain social distancing in schools, which they can't do because they don't have enough space. You can't have 10 kids in a class with the school buildings the same size as they are now, so they're going to have split sessions. Imagine what this is going to look like. Some kids will go to school 2 days a week and then do online education at home 3 days. Then the next week, those same kids will go to school 3 days and do online education at home 2 days. So they'll split the school population in half. That's kind of what they're looking at. So this will be complete madness because these kids are not going to be able to learn at home for a number of reasons, which we don't need to go into, but it's obvious. The whole Bill Gates system of education through computer learning children is a farce. It's ridiculous. At the best, it's just simple mind control, that's all. It's teaching values and so forth, because a kid cannot learn by looking at a machine when his mind or her mind is not sufficiently already developed. You cannot sit there for hours, which is what these governors are talking about. Oh, yes, this is going to be a complete education system. The kids are going to be sitting there for 5 or 6 hours at their computers and doing online classes. Sure they are. Sure they're going to be absorbing all of this. The feedback, the human contact, the teacher asking questions, the old-time teacher writing on the blackboard, asking kids, okay, so what's the answer? Let's see it. Let's see your work. Okay, let's go over this now, this math problem. Let's get the steps right here. Engaging minds. Showing kids that they can actually do something and succeed at it. Where a human teacher, and I'm talking from some experience because I used to teach school, the teacher tells the student, you got it. You did it. That's right. You learned the lesson. You succeeded. I taught you how to do this. It was in your book, the same steps to the problem. You figured it out. I gave you an example. You worked it out. You got the right answer. Very good. Now the student feels a little jolt of pleasure, intellectual pleasure. Hey, I have a mind. I can think. I have ability. I'm capable. let's go on to the next thing, because now I feel like maybe I can do that one too. So things get a little bit harder. You go over another example, the teacher. You understand the process that I'm talking about here? There's no replacement for that. A machine doesn't do that. I don't care how sophisticated the AI becomes. It's still AI. People still know the difference between a conversation with a human and a conversation with a piece of software. And the intricacies of having a conversation with a human child in the process of learning is something that a teacher hopefully figures out how to do successfully. It's not something you can learn in school. You go into the fire and you learn it on the job. That's the way it works. And when you can do it, you're a treasure as a teacher. And students will love you because they will say, well, maybe I'm not really applying mathematics these days. I'm certainly not applying plane geometry to life every day. No. But that course taught me how to think. It taught me how to reason and do logic. And I proved to myself that I could do it. And with the teacher's help, I got over the hump. That's worth something. That's been lost for many children, tragically, already. And now to take this step further and destroy whatever fragment is left of that system of education in this country, public education, is a complete catastrophe. And it's on purpose. Believe me, the entire COVID operation is on purpose. To say to a child who is 8 years old, now you're going to go to school 2 days a week and they're going to cram your head full of whatever they do as you're sitting 6 feet apart from every other student and thinking that you might catch a germ that could injure you or kill you, then you're going to come home for 3 days a week and you're going to sit in your room or in the kitchen in front of a computer and you're going to study 5-6 hours a day the other days of the week. Preposterous. Absolutely insane and preposterous. Never going to happen. The whole system is going to crash. Not just in North Carolina, as I've been talking about, but in New York and California and every single state that tries this, which is going to be, as far as I can see, every state, it's going to completely crash. It's not going to work. And so you're going to have kids who are now looking for something else, whatever that is, video games, a cause to believe in, a way to annoy and irritate their parents 24/7. Drugs, etc., etc. More than now, a lot more than now. It's already bad enough, but it's nothing compared to what we're going to see. And at a university level, where or college level, where they're charging kids whatever, $40,000 a year, to do what? Take online classes? Or do this split scheduling type insanity, and this is going to be an actual education? Come on. It's complete crap. Never going to happen. The destruction of the education system. We'll be back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Just a couple more things here about education before we move on. One is, the parents are going to change their tune very quickly. There's a lot of these parents that are defending the distancing, the masks, the whole deal. They're buying into the insanity completely. But wait till they see what happens when their kids are at home 2 days a week and then 3 days a week. And this happens for the entire school year. And the governors are promising this is really going to be education now. yeah, we messed up last semester, maybe, but now this is really going to work. And it isn't going to work. It's going to be a complete disaster. What are the parents going to do then? They're going to change their tune. They're going to begin to see how they've been hustled and conned, and how they've conned themselves by believing, basically, in the whole COVID scam to begin with, and how they're buying into the insanity. Watching on the screen during the break, you saw all these headlines about nursing homes. I've gone on this before. COVID-19 is killing old people. That's what it is. Because if you really subtract the deaths that are happening, forced, premature, early deaths of the elderly in the nursing homes, in other long-term facilities, in hospitals, in their lonely apartments, isolated from the outside, cut off, quarantined, terrified by the COVID diagnosis, already having had multiple long-term medical conditions, treated with a variety of toxic drugs, they die early. They're counted as COVID deaths. If you were to take all of that and move it aside and say this has nothing to do with a virus or any of that fakery in the COVID story, it's just plain murder and killing. The inflated fake case numbers of the so-called pandemic would be exposed in half an hour, and everybody would see the truth, and it would be over, completely over. That's why the governors have to keep feeding these old people into nursing to up the kill rate, to up the premature death rate, to up the murder rate, to up the COVID case number rate. I've quoted this before on the show here. If you took people in New York City age 65 and older who are labeled as COVID deaths, that would account for 73.6% of the COVID deaths, all the COVID deaths in New York City. What else do you need to know? Again, this is how they have to squeeze out the numbers. If there was an actual virus that was sweeping through the land, killing people indiscriminately, left and right, and so on and so forth, if that fantasy were actually real, none of this that I'm describing would be necessary at all. Somebody like Tony Fauci could just get on television and say, look around you. Bodies are falling everywhere. Not the case. Not happening. Never was. Is it gonna? Unless somebody decides to use a chemical weapon. Okay, so now Trump and Fauci. There comes a point when the courage of the person comes into question. You could have acted sooner, Mr. Trump, a lot sooner, a lot more decisively. But every day that you let pass and didn't, it became harder to take a decisive action. Isn't that really true, sir? Doesn't that always happen to people in any walk of life? The longer you retreat from a situation, the harder it is to do anything about it if you eventually decide to do something, such as get rid of Fauci. I don't mean attempt to minimize his presence somewhat or anything like that. I mean fire the man. Get rid of him. He's off the task force. He isn't presenting data on television. Yes, he has a civil service job still, at the National Institutes of Health, and apparently that job is secure. But as far as informing the nation and giving the man complete access to the public on every major network, gone, done. Could have happened right at the beginning when Trump saw the handwriting on the wall, assuming he saw it. When Fauci came to him and other people of that ilk and said, we have a prediction out of England now that 2 million people will die in the U.S. from COVID. And you, Mr. President, if you don't follow all the lockdown recommendations, those deaths will be on your head. If at that point he said, stop the music, now we have to investigate this whole situation. We have to take another look at Fauci. We have to take a look at this British guy, Neil Ferguson. I've been through this several times on the show already. We have to find out if this is real or fake. And, of course, it's completely fake, as I've detailed many times. The whole thing was a setup and a put-up job and a con and a hustle that resulted in the lockdowns in America and in England and other countries, and the widespread, fantastic economic destruction all over the planet. The human destruction, the suicides, the murders, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, the violence in families, the splitting up of families, the bankruptcies of businesses, the closing of businesses, the firing of people, the emptying out of bank accounts, all on and on, the destruction of the education system. Keep going, on and on. There was a point at which Trump could have said, Fauci, you've made a terrible mistake by trying to put 2 million deaths on my head. That will never happen, because the man who's predicting this is a charlatan and a fake. And we've looked at his track record, which apparently you haven't. And you tried to foist this on me. That's unforgivable. You're done. And then Trump would have gone before the nation and said that and backed it up with his own courage. And by the way, would have had many highly credentialed doctors and scientists to back him up. They're out there now. They just can't get access to the degree that Fauci can. That would have been Trump's moment to turn this whole thing around. And because he didn't, because he couldn't, because he wouldn't, because he didn't see through it, whatever was the case, this is where we are now. And there's more after the break.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last segment here. So, of course, on the school situation, homeschooling is the answer. Always was. Thing is, parents have to be able to do it. It's not like, we'll homeschool a kid. You got to be able to do it. You got to have the plan. You got to implement the plan. You've got to have home schooling and everything that that entails. But it is worth the effort, believe me, if you can pull it off. It is definitely worth the effort because you can educate a child, which is priceless. Okay, Trump. So this week at No More Fake News, I'm posting 5 articles that I wrote called Dispatches from the War to Trump, specifically talking to the man, to the president. And in several of those articles, what I'm saying is, break posse comitatus. I know the dangers. They're huge. Fundamentally, the danger of military dictatorship. No question about it. But look at the level of economic and human destruction that has already been taking place. We have been invaded. This is a war. This is not something else. This is a war. And the country is losing the war. It isn't just on the beachheads, on the shores. It's throughout the entire country. The invasion has already taken place to destroy the economy. It's like, remember the stories about the neutron bomb? This was a radiation device. You would set it off. Wipes out all the people, leaves the buildings standing. That's the kind of war I'm talking about. But it's being done through the economy, through the lockdowns, through psychological warfare, through robotizing the population with the masks and the distancing. But I got to really press this home, people. The economic destruction, just because you're not seeing it on the nightly news or played up in huge terms everywhere you look, does not mean it's not happening. Where are the major television news coverages every night of New York City, desolate city, of other major cities, where you go with a camera and you walk down the streets and there's nobody there, and you go down into the subways and they're virtually empty? And what's behind that? You think what's behind that is just, oh, well, there's a whole lot of IT middle-class workers at home doing their job. Come on. I don't have to tell you that that's just a fiction. There's people starving to death. Can't get work. On the verge of completely exploding, or they have exploded already. Not from any virus, from the lockdowns, from the economic destruction. So the war against the people is already in progress, President Trump, in case you haven't noticed, or in case you don't want to highlight that in your press conferences, which you should in great detail to show the American people what's happening, and then you should invade. Invade. Using the army, or the FBI, 35,000 people work for the FBI, they can all be empowered, whatever, to go into states and force open the economy permanently, all the way open, with no restraint, no restriction whatsoever on the people, on their liberty, on their person, on their freedom to survive, to make a living, to exist, to be not crazy, but to be responsible citizens. Invade. These governors are saying, yeah, we're reopening, reopening, reopening. But guess what? All of a sudden, as I said some time ago, they're going to be conditions. Oh, yes, the restaurants, you can only have half masks or 10 people. And, you know, schools, all of this. And everybody's got to wear a mask in public. Invade. Force open the economies. Override the governors. Force the economy to open and business to resume completely, openly, fully, with no restraint, no restriction, no distancing. Forget it. Restaurants packed. Bars packed. Sports arenas packed. Forget it. Do it. Because, aside from the fake case numbers that they will try to pull, the effects will be nil, zero, zilch, and then everybody will see the whole thing was phony. That's why they're so desperate to keep the iron claw in there, in your guts, because they're terrified that freedom is going to prove that this whole thing was fake to begin with. Just the way it was in Canada with SARS, when they said, oh, magically, after all the quarantining and the hysteria, oh, the whole thing went away, the virus went away, and the next week, the Rolling Stones played an outdoor concert with 500,000 people standing cheek to jowl outside, and nothing happened. No untoward effect whatsoever. Viruses don't just go away like that. So if that virus had been at all harmful, you would have seen all kinds of people getting sick and nothing happened. Same would be true here. This is a point that I've been trying to make over and over and over again, 150 different friggin' ways since the beginning. If you ran a test that was real and said, okay, in Cincinnati, we're opening up everything, and we're not going to stand for any fakery with the tests about, oh, the asymptomatic and the thing and the PCR could be maybe 100 new cases. Nothing like that. Are people actually getting sick or not when you open up Cincinnati? And the answer would be, no, not happening to any greater degree than is already happening just from the normal course of living from year to year. And the whole thing would be exposed. The war is already underway. The country has been leveled, and the president's duty is to counterattack. Force open the economy. Override the governors. And then, if they want to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, which they can, and yes, the U.S. Supreme Court could decide to rush a case right there and hear it, a dispute between the federal government and the states, let's hear it. Let's have that case right out in the open. Let's have all these dissident scientists with heavy credentials showing up to say Fauci essentially is a complete fraud. Here's what distancing really does and doesn't do. Here's what masks really do and don't do. Here's the fakery of the tests and the inflated case numbers and the lying. Lay it out for the Supreme Court and the public and the whole country to hear and understand completely and dee-dee-dee-dee-do. Let's have that case. Bring it on, potato heads. Bring it on, you college grads who think that because you took four science courses, you know anything about anything. I stand by Fauci. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know who Fauci is. You have no clue. Counterattack, Trump. It's never too late. See you next time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.